In Calumet, the wind blows strong and steady. And this wind is the reason companies built turbines here, about 40 miles east of Oklahoma City. There's also a natural gas plant nearby. Together, these industries bring in property tax revenue for the local school district. A lot of revenue, enough that Calumet Public Schools doesn't receive any money from the state. Superintendent Keith Weldon says that's a good thing.
Right now, we are approximately right at $500,000 above what I would get in state aid.
Calumet is one of 37 districts that get all their money from local taxes. This small group tends to be better funded than the rest of Oklahoma schools, which get most of their money from the state. A school's state funding is figured out using a mathematical formula that's supposed to distribute statewide tax dollars as fairly as possible. And this formula's been largely unchanged since the 80s. But now lawmakers are thinking about tweaking it. One idea is to take local money from those 37 districts and redistribute it to other schools. This means districts like Calumet could lose a big chunk of their budget. Superintendent Weldon is not on board with this.
This possibility, they want to call it the Robin Hood. Take from the rich, give to the poor. Who's the rich? So it's like taking from the healthy and give to the sick. Now you're going to make all of us sick?
Even though Calumet does have a little more money than others, Weldon says it's not a wealthy district. The increase in local property taxes has allowed him to make some upgrades, though. He recently added an agriculture program that's helping kids learn how to weld and use plasma cutters, grinders, and all kinds of tools.
The other part is, you know, we got kids showing sheep, hogs, cattle, chickens. Then we have the leadership aspect. Kids learn how to speak in front of people. So the ag program has really been a good thing for Calumet, for our kids.
But he's worried it could go away or be scaled back if lawmakers rework the school funding formula. State Senator Gary Stanislawski chairs the legislative task force that's considering the changes. The Tulsa Republican says the superintendent's worry is premature.
It's just a discussion point right now. I don't know if it's the right thing to do to compel dollars from their ad valorem to go into the formula. I don't know yet, but I know we need to investigate further on this.
He does say, however, that he wants to make school funding more equitable and ensure that each district gets about the same amount of money per child.
This whole discussion, I want to make sure, is always focused on the students. That's who I care about, is making sure that they're getting an equal education to any other student.
The senator says he's bothered that the 37 districts aren't required to share their local funds with the rest of the schools in the state, an amount that, added up, could be as high as $10 million.
I think of one senator, he talks about one of his schools is off the formula, and they pay their teachers $5,000 above the minimum salary schedule, because they have the excess money to do that. Well, wouldn't it be nice if some of that was provided for other schools and other teachers could get a raise in that regard as well?
So far, Stanislawski says no cash-strapped schools have come to him, saying this needs to happen. But now that the discussion is out in the open, he expects to hear from those who don't want it. Superintendent Weldon agrees that some schools need more money, but he says the school funding equation isn't broken.
If you look through all the research, our funding formula is by far the most equitable of all states. The problem is it's not fully funded, but neither is DHS, neither is the prisons.
Weldon says increased funding should come from lawmakers, not school districts like his. For State Impact, I'm Emily Wendler.